Thank you for calling Therapy Well. George speaking.
Hello, I was wondering if you could help me. My name's Kelly Franciscus. I'm calling up on behalf of Sonny Franciscus. He had an appointment with Karen scheduled for next Tuesday.
Yes, it looked like that one was cancelled by the text message today.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, because he's also got an appointment with Kim on the same day at the same time, so he can't do both. So I just wanted to touch base to see whether he'd got any future appointments booked or what the next availability was with Karen for next year.
Let me check. If you did want to reschedule the one next week, Karen does have some room next week to reschedule the last appointment of the year.
Okay. What availability does she have?
So next week, Karen has... She could do 10 a.m. on Monday or 10 a.m. on Thursday.
Thursday? This next Thursday?
She could do this Thursday or next Thursday.
What's he doing? I've just got to think, what's he doing? Yeah, I think he's because he's working. Okay, yeah, he's not going to be able to make those ones. Then are we looking at like a regular schedule for next year?
Yes, let's have a look at next year. So there aren't any booked for next year yet. Okay. Do you know, have we got regular appointments with Kim booked for next year?
I believe that we'll continue. Kim hasn't given us the dates as yet, but he normally has a Tuesday sort of lunchtime with Kim. So I'm hoping that will continue for next year. So,
okay, cool. So we'll avoid
maybe doing, yeah, maybe doing Karen on like the, I think it's just once a month Sunny will be doing. So maybe doing with Karen like the alternative Tuesday, because Tuesday's a good day for him for appointments. He's a creature of habit. So Tuesday and Thursdays are his appointment days. But yeah, if we can look at something, you know, for next year, start once a month on a Tuesday or probably a Tuesday, an alternate Tuesday from Kim.
Yep. All right, so I'm just checking Kim's calendar now. So it looks like... Oh, I think I found... I think she started booking in the appointment.
Yeah, I thought she may have, but we wasn't sure what was happening as yet.
Let me have a look at that. So... Okay, cool. So I figured out what weeks Kim's on. So we'll do the opposite weeks for Karen. So that means we're looking at Tuesday the 6th of January for the first appointment with Karen.
And what time would that be?
Let me have a look. You said monthly with Karen?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That does open up our options a little bit. Karen's got a 1 p.m. or a 2:15 on Tuesday.
I think if we do 1, because normally he works on a Tuesday, so then he'll be home in time for work. So, yeah, 1 o'clock will be good on that, the 6th. And will that be every month then, like the first Tuesday at 1 o'clock?
Yes, so I'll set it for every 4 weeks. So
okay.
It'll be, so first one will be the 6th of January and then the next one will be the 3rd of February and it'll go on like
and
that.
And then it'll run from there. Okay, no problem. I'll just pop that in my calendar so I can remind him 1 o'clock. Okay, that sounds great.
Right, I'll book that in for you now. Sorry, you said 1, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yep. Did you want me to send you an email with the appointment list for Karen for next year?
Yeah, if you could, please. And could you also just confirm, was there a few appointments booked for next year with Kim as well that she's started doing?
Yes, so it looks like she's done the 13th of January at 12:30, the 27th of January at 12:30, and then the 10th of February at 12:30.
Okay, no problem. I will pop that in as well. Great, thank you.
That's all good. Sunny's all booked in now.
Awesome. Thanks very much for your help.
All right, that's all good. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.